It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
It has been a crazy several weeks. Yeah, all this stuff just, you know, the top pops off when I decide that I'm going to go on vacation. And it's been a crazy few weeks, especially in the high school football world. So I guess let's start. I guess the craziest of those situations is probably the one down in Camden. Camden hired John Lindsay to be their next head coach after they had, after Travis Rowland technically had resigned from the position. John Lindsay held the position for a couple of weeks. He goes on Christmas break and decides he's not at peace with taking the job. So John Lindsay resigns from being the head coach for the Camden County Wildcats literally 2 weeks into his regime. So Camden goes into scramble mode and trying to, you know, hire the next coach. Meanwhile, 30 miles up the road from Camden in Brunswick, the Brunswick High coach resigns, Garrett Grady. He resigns from his position and accepts a position on the Coffee County Trojan offensive staff. He's going to be coaching offensive linemen. So Brunswick High loses its coach. Go 40 miles west of there to Jessup. And we knew that the Yellow Jackets were going to be hiring a coach. We just didn't know when. They've been without a permanent head coach since like the middle of the season. So we thought they would have had a head coach hired a long time ago, not waiting all the way until December, because they've been head coachless since, gosh, late September, right? Somewhere around there. So they've been searching for a coach for a while. And then you trek a little bit further north. I guess maybe that's, 60 miles north of Jessup to Statesboro, around there. And Southeast Bullock over in Brooklet, they part ways with Jared Zito, their coach. Now, they're currently still looking. All those other schools, Wayne County, Brunswick High, and Camden, have all named new coaches. And I don't think that of the coaches that have been named by those three schools, and of course, you know, we're still waiting on Southeast Bullock, they'll figure it out. But the three coaches that have been named to those other schools in Southeast Georgia or South Georgia, I think those are all home run hires. You know, and we'll talk about those briefly. Well, more than briefly. I think I want to go into a great amount of depth on these coaches that have been hired for these positions. Meanwhile, outside of the high school football world, a lot of heartbreak across the state of Georgia as I don't know what in the world happened in the college football playoff with the Georgia Bulldogs. That is the worst coach game that a Kirby Smart team has ever amassed. It was not good. Of all of the games that we have watched Kirby, and we've watched Kirby outcoach a lot of good coaches, the Ole Miss game in the college football playoff was not one of them. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It was a horrendous job of coaching. And, you know, we'll jump into all of that too. Players didn't play that great. You got three guys chasing Trinidad Chambliss 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and you've got him down to the goal line, and three guys are perimetering him, and he escapes and makes a big play. That's a play that Trinidad Chambliss makes against Tulane. That's a play that he makes against Troy. That's not a play that he should be making against a top-tier college football program. That should never, ever happen to a Georgia. Ever. And it did. It was just, I mean, all around, total debacle. The Braves have signed a new shortstop. Their main focus of the offseason was to figure out the shortstop situation. They brought back Haesung Kim, who was with them for like a month, winding down the season. He will return to be the shortstop. Remember, he was DFA'd by Tampa, so he's now back. He will be the starter. The Atlanta Hawks have finally cut bait on Trey. I've been asking them to do this for years, and they still found a way to fluff it up. Arguably one of the top five three-point shooters in Trey Young's a superstar. He's not just a three-point shooter. Trey Young is a superstar. He's a four-time All-Star. He is the face of your franchise. And what do you get back? He wanted to go to the Wizards, which tells you Trey Young doesn't care much about winning. You had a chance to get out of Atlanta. You could go somewhere, potentially get into the playoffs, compete for an NBA championship. He chose the Washington Wizards, who've won 10 games the whole year. That's where he wanted to go. He wanted to be a part of that rebuild, I guess. They've been rebuilding in Washington for two decades. They haven't been good since Gilbert Arenas was there. That's where Trae Young wanted to go. And yet the Hawks get two players, B players. They're not terrible. They're not of the caliber of Trae Young. Either one of them. You combine both of them, and you still didn't get a fair deal. And the Hawks just, I mean, it's just, it's mind-blowing. It is absolutely, it's mind-numbing. The absolute idiocy that runs this organization and continues to be allowed to run it. It's nuts. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden House Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897. And look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. And by the way, we still have to jump into everything that happened in the high school football championships. I want to recap those and tell you who our high school football champions are. A lot to do.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. It has been a crazy week in the world of high school football in South Georgia. Several new coaching hires pending board approvals. The Camden County Wildcats have hired Tucker Pruitt as their new head man away from Appling County. Brunswick High landed Byron Slack, who had been at Cook High School, and Wayne County hired former Swainsboro Tigers coach Scott Roberts to head the Yellow Jackets program. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition. Yeah.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Let's jump into some of these hires. That's what I want to do. All right, so the Wayne County Yellow Jackets have been without a high school football coach for most of the season since, you know, around the end of September is when they cut ties, middle to end of September, cut ties with John Moehring, who is now a defensive coordinator in Atlanta. So, and a good move for John Moehring, by the way. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets, I think, have won the lottery. I think this is a huge, great hire for Wayne County. They hired Scott Roberts away from Swainsboro. Scott Roberts has been in Swainsboro. Well, he's been there two different times. He was there in 07 and 08, 08-09. He was there 08-09, did a pretty good job while he was there. In those two seasons, they parted ways. He ended up coming back, rehired him in 2000 and... Gosh, what year was that? 2018, I believe. 2017, I'm told. Producers got me right. All right. Yeah, good way to start the year, producers. Getting stuff right. I love it. 2017, Swainsboro. Way to be on top of your game. That's a great way to start the year. 2017, Swainsboro rehired him, and he's been there ever since. In the time that he was at Swainsboro, 92-42 overall. He has region championships 2018, 2021, and 2022. He took the Swainsboro Tigers to two state title games back-to-back, 2022 and 2023. Now, yes, he will be moving up from a single-A to a 4-A with the Wayne County Yellow, I guess 5-A now, with the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Yes, that is the case. He's going to be moving up. And sometimes these coaches... that don't have experience at bigger programs that have been coaching smaller programs, especially at the head coach level, when they move up in classification, we watch them struggle. Not the case with Scott Roberts. He does have a little bit of experience at some of the bigger boys. I think that he was at Colquitt briefly. So, you know, he's coached there. He's seen what that looks like. And, you know, Colquitt and Wayne County, those are, you know, those programs are on two different levels for sure. Two different classifications, to be fair about it. But I think this is a home run hire for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. And I don't even think that's the best hire that any of the schools made. I'll get to that in a minute. The best hire and who that was. But I think this is a home run for Wayne County, especially how long they, and kudos to them. They took their time. They did. I'm sure they did a lot of research, probably talked to a lot of different candidates, and made their decision and got a really, really good coach. Two state championship games, three region championships, 11 seasons, 92 and 42 overall. Scott Roberts from Swainsboro to Wayne County. I mean, that is a fantastic hire. Can't talk about it enough. What it does for them, I don't know. They're in a tough region. They'll be better. They will be better. And for Wayne County, what is the goal? Well, for Wayne County, the goal in Jessup, the expectation is always high. They want to contend for region championships. They want to make deep playoff runs. Now, I will say this for Wayne County. As high as those goals are, they're not expecting you to win state championship after state championship after state championship. In my opinion, my humble opinion, what they expect is what I just said. They expect to contend for region championships. They expect to win region championships. And they expect to make deep runs in the playoffs. Maybe every once in a while, you get to a state title game, a Final Four. Hell, maybe win one. But at Wayne County, you've got to contend for region championships. And you've got to be a mainstay in the Elite Eight. You've got to be there more than not. That's the expectation in Jessup. Win region championships, Elite Eight. That's what's expected of you. I think Scott Roberts can do it. I really do. So, do we want to do these individually? We do? All right. Okay. So, I'm told that we want to do these individually. And so, we will. By the way, it looks like that former Florida quarterback, DJ Lagway, as you know, he left the University of Florida, entered the transfer portal. He is one of the most sought-after quarterbacks. A lot of folks thought he would end up at LSU. It doesn't look like he's going to be an LSU Tiger. It looks like DJ Lagway is going to end up with the Baylor Bears. And that makes a lot of sense. He is from Texas. So it looks like the Baylor Bears have landed former quarterback DJ Lagway from the Florida Gators. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden House Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. We're going to talk the Brunswick High hire and the Camden County hire coming up in the show. Both, well, I'll tell you what I think on the other side.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All of us at Cunningham Jewelers thank you for a wonderful 2025 and wish each of you a terrific 2026 filled with laughter and joy. It has been our pleasure to serve you and help you find that perfect gift for each and every occasion. Speaking of which, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and we have some great ideas to make it a very special one. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Cold weather is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection. Quarter zips and sweaters for men and women are on sale now. Johnny O, Duckhead, Afco, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
So we talked about the Wayne County hire, and it's a good one. I think it is a home run for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Another hire that has been made was made by the Brunswick High Pirates. So let's recap that whole debacle. I don't want to call it a debacle, but it was an interesting dynamic that occurred. If you were living under a rock, I'll explain this to you, and you'll hear it for the first time. It made national news, so you should know about this. The second round of the GHSA playoffs, the Brunswick High Pirates were hosting the Gainesville Red Elephants, and Gainesville was putting it on the Pirates. I mean, just blasting them. It was like 42-13 or something silly like that. Late in the third quarter, tempers flare. It had been a chippy game. The refs didn't do a very good job of containing a lot of the chippiness, and things really got out of hand and were getting out of hand. And I put the blame on the refs. That's where I don't put the blame on the coaches. You know, I guess everybody's got their fair share of responsibility in the thing, but the main thing goes, in my opinion, to the refs. The lion's share of the blame. You got to keep the game in tow and in line, and you got to start throwing flags for personal fouls to keep the kids in line, because that thing got really testy, as evidenced, because then you got a sideline clearing brawl that breaks out in that football game. And then you've got the situation where the GHSA suspends a ton of players from both schools, like 40 plus players from Gainesville, 40 plus from Brunswick. $5,000 fines to both schools. And the most important thing for that is every kid that got suspended by the GHSA has to sit out their next game, whether that's a football game, a basketball game, whatever, a GHSA sanctioned event. The next game that the kid is eligible to play in, if he plays basketball or baseball, he's got to sit out that next game. So for Gainesville, that was a much bigger deal than to Brunswick High, because Brunswick High loses, their season's over. By the way, the refs called the game right there, done. We're done in the third quarter, sideline brawl, we're out, and we're not even going to finish the football game. They hand Gainesville the win, Gainesville advances. So Gainesville is thinking that they've got a team that is good enough to win a state championship, and they probably did, right? Probably. And so They're super upset. They appeal the decision by the GHSA to suspend all of those kids, and they get an injunction from a Hall County judge. In case you're not familiar with Georgia geography, Gainesville is in what county? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Hall County, which is the judge that gave them the injunction. So all of those players now are reinstated moving forward for every game that the Gainesville Red Elephants are still alive and playing. So then the soap opera continues. GHSA files an appeal and suspends the game, the Elite Eight game between Gainesville and I believe it was Langston Hughes, if I'm not mistaken. They suspend that game and wait for an appeal. Well, so they don't play that Friday night, and then it comes to the GHSA's realization that the Hall, where the appeal was issued and won, the injunction was in Hall County, and in Hall County's court system, they were in no rush to hear the appeal by the GHSA. The GHSA had scheduled their championship games at Mercedes-Benz. You got to play them then, because that's when you're allowed to use the stadium. You've rented it for those specific days for your state title games, every classification. So the GHSA got backed into a corner, and they decided that they would allow the suspended players for Gainesville to participate in the football games. So moving forward, Gainesville ends up in the state championship game. Now, granted, they did get blasted and lost in the state title game. We'll talk a little bit about that. So now, circumventing everything, all of those players that were suspended by the GHSA were allowed to play in the Elite Eight, the Final Four, as well as the state title game. We'll see what the consequences will be for Gainesville. I'm assuming the GHSA, I mean, they have to uphold their appeal, and they have to come back and suspend those players. And what's going to happen from there is Gainesville will probably be forced to forfeit every game that they played with those players, as the way I think this will go. And, you know, it'll be a moot point. Coach Josh Niblett, he has resigned from Gainesville. He has accepted a position reportedly to coach defensive ends at the University of Colorado. So he's moving on to college football, major college football, and Gainesville has hired the coach from Grayson to take his place. A really interesting hire too. I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but a coach moving from Grayson to Gainesville, that is a step down, number one, in classification. And just the overall the hierarchy of things, Grayson's a little higher in the totem pole, right, than Gainesville is. So it's an interesting situation where you've got a coach leaving a program that is considered a little bit higher in the pecking order to take a job for Gainesville, which is considered, and they're both great programs. I'm not knocking Gainesville. I'm just saying that it is the way it is, but it is an interesting dynamic. So circling the wagons, coming all the way back to Brunswick High, Coach Garrett Grady resigns from the Brunswick High head job, and he moves on heading over to Coffee County. He will coach the offensive linemen over in Coffee County, which left the Brunswick High position, head coach position, wide open. There were all sorts of rumors, right? And there's always rumors around every head coaching job. You heard that there were some coordinators that were in the mix. You heard the several other coaches that were interested in the position. The Brunswick High Pirates ended up hiring Byron Slack from Cook High School. And at first glance, and I've seen this, right? So, like, I live on St. Simon, so Brunswick High is over in Brunswick, just across the bridge from me. So I have heard a lot of the Brunswick High fan base be like, well, you know, this isn't that great. They're not excited about the hire, but I'm telling you, if you're a Brunswick High fan listening to this, you should be ecstatic about this hire. This is a great hire for the Brunswick High Pirates. Look, and let's be honest. Brunswick High, the program, is not in a place where they can go and attract some of the top-tier coaches to come and coach at Brunswick. They're not there yet. I do think there is potential for Brunswick to get there, where they will be in the mix if a coaching change needs to be had, where they can go and get some of the top-notch coaches in the state, but they are not there yet. Their program is not there. You can like it or not, Brunswick High folks, but that is the truth of the matter. Your program is not an elite program to where you're going to pull these top-notch coaches. And Byron Slack is no slouch of a hire. Byron Slack has been at Cook County for four seasons, and he is 28-21 overall. Now, the last two seasons have been a little bit of a tough go. He's 22-25. He's been at Cook County for four seasons, 2022 to 2025. He's 11-13 the last 2 years. He was 19-8 in his first two. He's made the playoffs both years. They've been eliminated in the first round the last two. So I guess that's kind of what you look at. Oh, he's only 28-21. He's 11-13 in the last 2 years. They've barely gotten into the playoffs. That's the knock, right? 19-8 in his first two seasons, a Final Four appearance in 2023. He does have some big-time experience. Head coach at Hillgrove in 2020, he went 4-5, so not that great. But here's where the experience comes in. Defensive staff 2021 with Colquitt. Defensive coordinator with Lowndes from 2018 to 2020. By the way, during that period, Lowndes went 35-6 from 2018 to 2020, and Byron Slack was the DC during that era. And he was on the Camden County coaching staff for 13 seasons. That was during the Jeff Heron first era and Welton Coffee. So he coached for Jeff Heron during the state title years and then coached for Welton Coffee when the program began to maybe backslide a little bit under Coach Coffee. Four seasons at Cook, five seasons overall as a head coach. Pretty decent record. He's got a winning record. And the thing with Brunswick High, why I think this is a great hire. Byron Slack has a reputation of being a very good football coach. He's got a reputation of being a very good X and O guy. He also has a reputation for being a disciplinarian. Let's be honest here. Let's tell the truth. You had a sideline clearing brawl where you were responsible for instigating, your players were responsible for instigating the brawl. That's on you. And there are a lot of reports that have come out. Let's not say a lot of reports. There are a lot of rumors that have come out about some things going on in the Brunswick High program where Garrett Grady was more of a player's coach. Discipline wasn't one of the things that wasn't a strong suit of his at the time. And I think Garrett Grady will grow. And I think Garrett Grady is going to end up being a head football coach again. And he's got a great offensive mind, and he'll be a good head coach. This was his first gig at Brunswick, right? Remember, he followed Sean Pender from Pierce County when Pender left Pierce to take the Brunswick job. And then Garrett Grady was promoted from OC when Pender left to go to North Hall. So this was Garrett Grady's first rodeo as a head coach. I think a lot of learning occurred, and he will go off to Coffee, and he'll learn a lot over in Coffee County as well, playing under Coach Coe. So Byron Slack comes in. He's got the reputation of being a disciplinarian. He's got the reputation of being a no-nonsense guy, and I think that is a great fit for the Brunswick High program at this point. I think he's going to bring a lot of discipline back to the program. I think he's going to bring some stability. Not that the Brunswick High program is, unstable. It's not. But the main thing is the discipline. And, yeah, you know what? What's going to happen? There are going to be some kids that are used to doing things a certain way that aren't going to like Coach Slack coming in. They're going to quit. That is going to happen. The Brunswick High roster is going to get trimmed a little bit for kids that are used to things a certain way and are not going to want to do the hard line that Byron Slack is going to bring. But this is a fantastic hire. Look, and Brunswick High will win with Byron Slack. I'm not saying he's going to come in and he's going to be a hard on the kids and he's going to get the program in order, but he's not going to win. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Brunswick High is in a really good spot. they got that suspension overturned. Remember, they were suspended from the GHSA playoffs for 1 year. They got that overturned. They will be participating in the playoffs, which was huge in a coaching hire. So Byron Slack comes in. They're in a soft region. The team that's probably going to give them the most fits or would contend with them mostly would probably be Effingham or Glenn, right? Soft region, huge talent pool. The Glenn County talent pool is pretty good. Brunswick right now is winning that war as far as like most of the talent is going to Brunswick right now and has for the last decade. So this is a great situation for Slack to step into. Soft region, talented football team. They're going to lose their quarterback for sure. Hezzy Kent, four-star tight end. He's off to Florida. So, you know, there are some pieces to replace. They probably won't be as dynamic offensively as they were last year. But Slack is a defensive coach. And one thing I will say, the Brunswick High defense could use some improvement. The Brunswick High team's defense could use some improvement. Byron Slack will be the best defensive coach that's been there since Victor Floyd was there for the Brunswick High Pirates. That was forever ago. So I think this is a great hire. Home run hire? I don't want to go as far as a home run hire, because a home run hire, you're hiring somebody from Grayson, right? You're hiring a coach that's got state championships under his belt. That's a home run hire here. But this is a great hire for Brunswick. This is what the program needs. This is the guy the program needs. And they're going to win. They're going to contend for region championships. And the thing that's going to be most important for Byron Slack in the very beginning, not just the team discipline. The Brunswick High Pirates have not advanced. And all of that winning, all of that regular season winning, where they've won something like 100 games or close to it in the last decade, all of that winning, they haven't been out of the second round of the playoffs since 1999, when they lost to Lowndes in the state title game. They haven't been out of the second round in 25, 26 years. You do the math, whatever that is. They haven't been out of it. That is something that is going to be very important to the fan base and the administration for Byron Slack to do. Win a region championship, win region titles, get in and out of the first round, get to the second, and get out of the second. Make a deep playoff run or two. Get the Pirates out of the second round, because they have not been able to get out of the second round for a generation now. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision, and by Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So Brunswick High has their guy, and I think this is a great hire. I think Coach Slack takes Brunswick eventually to, at worst, a couple of Final Fours, at worst. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show. So we're going to delve into the Camden County hire. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so I told you earlier in the show that I liked all of the hires, the three hires that we're talking about this morning, or this afternoon, depending on, you know, if you're listening to this online at SouthernSportsEdition.com, or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, one of our radio affiliates statewide. I told you that all of the hires were good hires. The last of the bunch, the Camden County hire, is a home run hire. This is a fantastic hire. The Camden County Wildcats could not have fallen into a better situation with a coach than they have hiring Tucker Pruitt away from Appling County. This is a fantastic, fantastic hire. Tucker Pruitt, 10 seasons as a head coach. Most of these came at Fitzgerald, where he turned Fitzgerald into a perennial power. Last year, he did coach at Appling, just the 1 year at Appling. And remember, he took over the Appling program when they were sanctioned by the GHSA, and they had to forfeit a ton of games after a deep playoff run the year before, 2 years ago, for having an ineligible player. And the GHSA made them forfeit all of those games. I think they ended up in the Final Four that year. So Tucker Pruitt steps into Appling, does a really good job, 8-4 with the Pirates up in Appling over in Baxley. And now he has accepted the position as head coach for the Camden County Wildcats, 90-31 in 10 seasons as a head football coach. I mentioned 8-4, 2025 with Appling, went out in the second round, lost to Hapeville Charter, who ended up in the title game, 35-27. At Fitzgerald, he was 82-27, two region titles, a state championship in 2021, and three consecutive state championship game appearances from 2020 to 2022. And let's be honest, since he left Fitzgerald that 1 year last year, you saw Fitzgerald. I'm not going to say they were a bad football team. They weren't. They were a very, very good football team. But after he left that one season that he was in Appling and he left Fitzgerald to go to Appling, Fitzgerald was not on that elite type level. They were still a very good football team, but they weren't quite the same team that we saw under Tucker Pruitt. And I mentioned earlier that a lot of times, and, you know, again, Tucker Pruitt, Fitzgerald to Appling, those are both AA schools. A lot of times when a coach makes a jump from a lower classification to the big boys, especially in 7A, which is where he's going to be, he's going to be in the SEC of high school football in the state of Georgia. He's going to be in the region with Lowndes and Colquitt and Valdosta, those folks, right? A lot of times when a coach makes that jump from a lower classification to a higher classification and he doesn't have big-time experience behind him, they struggle. And you saw that. A perfect example is Larry Harold with the Brunswick High Pirates several years ago when he was at AA Macon County, played in the state championship game, parlayed that into the Brunswick High job for two seasons and really struggled as the Pirates head coach. This is not going to be the case with Tucker Pruitt. Tucker Pruitt has that big-time experience. He was offensive coordinator at Lowndes and Valdosta. At Lowndes and Valdosta. And he will come in as the new head coach for the Camden County program, which, again, I'm all about truth-telling. The Camden County program, as far as head coaching goes, they're in a period where there's been a lot of disarray, a lot of instability. This is going to be the fifth head coach for the Camden County Wildcats since 2020. Five head coaches since 2020. Bob Spires last season. Jeff Heron comes in for three. He retires. They hire the guy from Florida to come in and coach, and he's there for two seasons. That doesn't work out. He resigns. Travis Rowland, he resigns. John Lindsay takes the job, longtime Camden County Wildcat. He was on staff with Jeff Heron when they were winning state titles in the 2000s. He is there literally 2.5 weeks, and he resigns, and now Tucker Pruitt is the fifth head coach since 2020 for a program that's not supposed to have five coaches in 5 years. That's not supposed to happen, or five coaches in 6 years, whatever, however you want to do the math. That is not supposed to happen to a program like Camden, but yet here it is. It has happened, and I think Tucker Pruitt is a fantastic hire, home run for the Camden County Wildcats. Big-time experience. He's familiar with that region because he was the OC for both Lowndes and Valdosta. And here's the thing. He's an offensive coach. He's an offensive-minded coach. And one of the things that you have heard the Camden fan base talk about, especially when Jeff Heron was there, this is the whole reason they hired Travis Rowland. The whole reason they hired Travis Rowland was because they wanted to open up the offense. When Jeff Heron was there, they were a wing tee team, you know, traditional, didn't throw the ball a lot, and the Camden County fan base and administration wanted a more modern offense. And so they hired Travis Rowland to come up from Florida, from Mainland High School out of Daytona, to try to do that, and it didn't work out. They weren't physical enough. They weren't physical enough to compete. They gave up 60-something points at home to Valdosta this last season. Let's not forget that. That doesn't come from happenstance. That comes from a team not being tough mentally and physically. So Travis Rowland, quote-unquote, resigns from Camden County. They bring in another offensive-minded coach, but here's the difference. There's a little bit different style of play in the state of Florida that doesn't really transition, in my opinion. It doesn't translate well to South Georgia football. And I think Travis Rowland's style didn't transition very well. It didn't translate to the wins. They were not competitive against the big boys in that region with them. Tucker Pruitt is not that guy. Yes, he's an offensive coach, which is what Camden wants, but he's also a physical offensive coach. That team is going to be physically tough, and they're going to be mentally tough under Tucker Pruitt. Again, 90-31 in 10 seasons as a head coach, 8-4 in 2025 with Appling, and Appling's a good program, 82-27 overall with Fitzgerald, in 9 seasons with Fitzgerald. He won 2 region championships. He won a state championship as well and 3 consecutive state title appearances. He's got big-time coordinator experience with Valdosta and Lowndes, where he was the OC for both of those schools, which is in the same region as Camden. So he understands that the dynamic, and that's another big part to this. That's why Camden hired John Lindsay, is because they wanted to bring in a coach that understood the culture at Camden. They wanted to bring in a coach that understood what it took to win in that region. Tucker Pruitt has been a coach in that region before as an OC, 2 different schools. He understands it. He understands the culture that exists at Camden and all of the tradition and all of the state championships. He understands all of that. I think this is a fantastic hire. I'm glad Camden went this route. With Bob Spire and with Travis Rowland, those 2 particular hires, Camden really kind of went outside of coaches that understood the Camden County culture. They didn't hire coaches that really had experience or knowledge of what that looked like. And this hire is not that. John Lindsay understood it. John Lindsay decided he didn't want to do the job. He resigned. They go and get Tucker Pruitt, who does understand what's in front of him at Camden. Now, the expectations, right? Camden did not make the playoffs last year. Camden won 1 region game. They struggled to do so against Tift. I think it was like a 13-point win for Camden. That was the only game they won in the region. They lost to Valdosta, gave up 60 at home, lost to Colquitt, lost to Lowndes, lost to Richmond Hill. That is not good enough for the Camden County football program and the folks that are surrounding and making decisions for it. So they wanted to go get a guy that's going to come in and do a better job of competing in the region. Expectations. Camden wants to contend for region championships. They want to be on the same, they want to be mentioned again in the same breath as the Lowndes, Colquitts, and Valdostas in that region. They want to be on par with those programs again. They don't want to lose to Richmond Hill in region play. Expectation there for Tucker Pruitt is probably compete for region championships, win the dang thing sometimes, but more importantly, playoff runs. Camden wants to be year in, year out, regardless of what they do in the region, they want to be considered an Elite 8 program, a team that is in the 3rd round of the playoffs more years than not at worst. That is the expectation that they are handing to Tucker Pruitt. You need to make us a state power again to where even in a down year, we're an Elite 8 football program.
This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All of us at Cunningham Jewelers thank you for a wonderful 2025 and wish each of you a terrific 2026 filled with laughter and joy. It has been our pleasure to serve you and help you find that perfect gift for each and every occasion. Speaking of which, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
and we have some great ideas to make it a very special one. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High-quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Cold weather is upon us. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection. Quarter zips and sweaters for men and women are on sale now. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, and your exclusive dealer of Back 70 for men and women. Second generation, locally owned, and your destination for apparel since 1994. In the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us now, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thank you for taking the time.
Hey, glad to be here, Jason.
Hey, we're going to talk baseball today.
It's not baseball season.
I know, but it's been a minute, and we are starting to sort of roll.
Getting there. We're close, maybe.
So, Sean Murphy, I want to distinctly talk about him. As you know, he had surgery to repair, I think it was a torn labrum in his right hip. Is that terminology right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that surgery happened back in September. We're getting ready for baseball season. At least guys like me are already thinking about baseball season.
Sure.
He's supposed to be ready by spring training. So let me back up before I start asking the big questions. Walk us through a torn labrum in a right hip. What does that look like?
Well, and you can kind of think, talking baseball terms, we all know about a slap tear. We've talked about it. You read about it. These baseball players, they get slap tears. And a slap tear is basically a labral tear in the shoulder. It is the cartilage. Think of like a kind of a circular cartilage that goes around the socket in the shoulder. That's the same thing with the hip. You have a labrum, which is a kind of hard rubber type cartilage that goes around the hip socket, and it helps with the stability of the hip. It helps kind of give that suction effect, and it can get torn through overuse and develop bone spurs, and that can be an issue in these patients.
So he dealt with this for 3 years after he initially tore it. How does one deal with that type of injury for 3 years and not have it fixed?
Well, a lot of times if they don't have what we call impingement, meaning that along with the labral tear, you can start develop these spurs, and those spurs make the joint kind of smaller and smaller and smaller. It's not arthritis. Arthritis is a breakdown of the cartilage on the bone. But the labrum starts hitting the ball of the hip, for lack of a better term, and that's what causes the buildup of these spurs, and they slowly get bigger and bigger and bigger, kind of like stalagmites and stalactites. Just over years, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and finally becomes symptomatic. So your question is, how do you deal with it? A lot of times, the first thing you do is try with flexibility, try to get the hip more flexible and work on those things first.
So you said the longer you deal with it, the worse it gets, the bigger and bigger the tear becomes. Would that also be synonymous, coincide with the bigger that tear gets, the lower your batting average goes? Because we've seen that with Sean Murphy the last several years.
Well, and I mean, it does cause some stiffness. It does affect the mechanics of the hip. Because anytime you rotate that hip, it can hurt. And we've seen everybody that loses a step after their ACL, or their velocity goes down after their shoulder. And part of it could be the injury itself. Part of it could be your brain telling you, I don't want to turn a little bit faster because it's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So that's how you compensate.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So he had the surgery in September. They're shooting for him to be back in spring training. Does that time frame match up for you?
It does. It does. These take a while to heal. I mean, it's a weight-bearing joint, and you want to give it time to heal. Kind of a quick synopsis of the surgery. When you scope the hip, you clean those spurs out, which gives the hip better, kind of more space to work, and then you repair that labrum back to the bone. And so that labrum doesn't have a very good blood supply, and so you need to give that quite a few months to heal before then you start back on weight-bearing type exercises, strengthening, stretching those. So it's a solid 6 to 9 month injury, and sometimes even longer than that. And so if he had it in September, that's going to put him at around 6 months for spring training.
Gosh, okay. So another question is, as you know, Sean Murphy, mid-30s now.
All right.
So having this kind of surgery, is this something that, like, hey, we're going to fix it, we're going to be good, we're going to move on, it's not going to give you any more issues, or, you know, this might be something that lingers?
Right. Well, and again, a lot of that has to do with if there's any arthritis, an arthritic component to the hip. And I mean, there shouldn't be. We see a lot of athletes these days that get these hip scopes for labral issues, and they can go back and play. But at the same time, if you look at all comers that had a hip scope and a labral repair, it can be to the certain degree like a Tommy John surgery. There is a certain percentage that don't get back to their prior level of play. So I know I didn't completely answer your question, but it's a wait and see thing.
Is there any concern with this surgery, him coming back and him being a catcher catching 4 days a week?
Well, the concern is he's a catcher. And I mean, you know, if you think about it, the position you were in when you catch, either if you're on your knee or you're in just the standard catching position, that's flexing your hip greater than 90 degrees. And it is that motion of the ball pushing up against the hip socket that causes that labral issues. And so is this going to exacerbate that problem again and continue to lead to further issues? I don't know.
So what you're saying is Walt Weiss, he needs to DH a lot more than he catches.
Yes.
Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you very much, Jason.
Yes, sir.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Eyes Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. All right, so just going to touch base really quick before we get out. Georgia Bulldogs out of the college football playoff. I think Indiana's going to win the whole thing. I think your championship game is Ole Miss and Indiana, and don't sleep on Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss has got a chance to win this thing. I really do, especially with how well they played against Georgia. A lot of questions now surrounding the Georgia Bulldogs program. Not necessarily like, where do you go? I don't think the program's going to take a step backward, but man, it was just a lot of folks. The expectations this year were to most folks expected Georgia to be playing in the national championship game. Instead, they lost a heartbreaker to Ole Miss.
Tough. On the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. It has been a crazy week in the world of high school football in South Georgia. Several new coaching hires pending board approvals. The Camden County Wildcats have hired Tucker Pruitt as their new head man away from Appling County. Brunswick High landed Byron Slack, who had been at Cook High School, and Wayne County hired former Swainsboro Tigers coach Scott Roberts to head the Yellow Jackets program. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.